Hello, everyone, and welcome to Deeper Conversations Coaching for Wednesday, December. My goodness. April 13th. Thank goodness we've gone through December of last year. I'm happy to be here with you. I'm Julie Kazmariou, and welcome live. And if you're listening to the recording, welcome. And today we're going to be experiencing a practicum coaching session. So Monica, you'll be coaching Paulina. Mm-hmm. Thank you for volunteering. Looking forward to that. And would anybody like to volunteer to read the class agreements?
I will.
Okay, you go.
Okay. Seven class agreements, confidentiality. We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to audios of the classes. Number two, positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. Three, hold the space. We agree to listen without interruption. Four, presence. We agree to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. Five, beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. Six, self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. Seven, coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. Class facilitators may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participant. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Is everybody in agreement? Yes. It's always good to hear those again. So would anybody like to offer a connection experience? So to mark this moment, leaving the one prior, bringing ourselves into this moment, this now moment, and this together moment for the next hour and a half.
I'm happy to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So if you would all just sit up straight in your chair and put your feet on the floor. Hopefully you're wearing shoes. If you're not, put them on. And we're going to experience a sense of grounding so that we're present here and now. So if you'd like to, you can close your eyes or just point your attention down about 3/4 of the way. And we're going to do a sitting meditation. So for the next 1 minute, we are going to just focus on your breath, whatever that is for you. For 1 minute. We wind that up, take 3 big breaths. And as you finish your breathing, send the universe a big dose of gratitude for bringing us all here on your own. One more breath. And we are ready to turn this back over to Julie, unless there's anything anyone would like to share that came up for them in this last one moment. Paulina, you need to unmute.
I was going to say thank you, Diana, for getting us grounded and bringing us into the room together.
Okay, Julie, over to you.
Thank you. You mean I have to do something now after that? that was just what I needed. Thank you for creating that space. So there's five of us, and I've been tuning into the recordings, and there's so much juice, so many juicy discussions and conversations and insights and wisdom being shared in this collective. So thank you everyone for your participations and participations. I don't think that's a word, but plural. So this past Monday, you talked about listening, listens actively. And I'm curious, what are you bringing in today to this space that you might have been thinking about since Monday, that you've been reflecting on, that maybe is informing how you show up today in your presence? It doesn't necessarily have to be about Monday, but if it does, great. Hi, Christine.
Hello, everyone. You're looking lovely as ever, everyone. I guess it's sort of related, but it's a little bit of a sidebar maybe, and you're maybe getting to it later. We talked a little bit about boundaries, and I picked up a new client yesterday, and I want to make sure that I'm setting clear boundaries for her. She's a very direct gal, and I love it. But at the same time, I don't want to limit her honesty and directness. So I would love to hear how some of you ladies have overtly set boundaries and still allow for the client to feel like they can be heard. And again, related loosely to listening actively, I'm struggling with, she's very direct, more so than most of the people that I'm used to. So I'm struggling with being able to give her boundaries that she feels safe without limiting and feeling like I'm squelching that. So would love to hear if any of you ladies have any suggestions for boundaries with someone that direct.
Yeah, I'd love to open it up. So thanks for asking. I'm just curious, and maybe it would help to know what this direct nature is, how it's showing up.
So we went from a discovery call to a logistics call within 2 days. And how her directness showed up for me was, I'm usually, and particularly in the discovery and also for the follow-up to see if in fact it's yes or no, I'm usually a little more softer with people that I don't know. And she's new to me. She's a referral, but she's brand new to me. So the directness showed up by her just saying, I already know all about you. You're the person who referred me, explained exactly who you are, and you're just who I'm looking for. Let's get into what is the program that you have, and wanting to get right into it, which I'm happy to accommodate. If she's ready to go, she's ready to go. Same thing for the follow-up call the following day, saying, hey, why don't you take 24 hours? I'll call you back. This is a big decision to do this. And she called me I literally was picking up my phone to call her, and she called me and said, I'm even more certain that this is for me. What do I need to do? Get started. Let's get this going. It just was refreshing, and I appreciate a gal who is action oriented, but again, I don't know how to make sure she feels safe and providing the right boundaries for her. Because my normal ones, I suspect, are going to be too soft for her. So the ones that I came up with, just as an example, just to maybe get things started, I wrote down to tell her, she's welcome to tell me that I'm wrong. She's welcome to tell me no. She's welcome to challenge me, because those are things that I'm going to challenge her. So I expect her to challenge me right back. And then lastly, of course, if there's a topic that comes up, she's welcome to tell me that it's off limits. So, but aside from that, again, I would welcome any suggestions.
I can chime in on that. Christine, just amazing insight on your part, first of all, to just acknowledge that. The reason I want to speak to that is because yesterday I was on a class for women's leadership. And I didn't realize, I'm looking for it right now, the page here, but I didn't realize that, I mean, of course I was, you know, just the student, but the concept of the DISC came up. And I am okay with the DISC, but the way she talked about it was there's a natural style and an adaptive style that we all have. And some people are people-oriented, some people are task-oriented, some people are direct and indirect. And I went back to the DISC, and what she was trying to impress upon us was to be super acute to those four styles when we're coaching. And I realized that I am the exact opposite of my partner. So I was kind of practicing on, I'm a task direct person, and he is a people indirect. And I'm wondering if there's any juice for you in the DISC and just the awareness, rather than trying to solve it. What would it be like if you just, you know, for me, I found it as a stretch. And so that's just a thought. I don't have a response to the boundaries, but maybe somewhere in that gestation of that, there could be some ideas around boundaries.
No, that's fantastic. Yeah, I wrote that down to, I haven't looked at the DISC's information for several years. So that'll be helpful to look at that. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
You want to grab the one that says people, task, direct, and indirect, not the
perfect
one with animals.
Yep. Perfect.
And so,
thank you.
Yeah. Hey, welcome. Yeah, thank you for sharing. That really kind of anchored it for me.
Good.
Anybody else have any reflections? Or questions? Or, you know, how that exercise you did last session with Anne, you know, what are you listening for? What's important to Christine here? You know, is there a question that we can offer? Hi, Alyssa, welcome. Is there some discomfort for you around this, Christine?
I wouldn't say that there's discomfort. I wouldn't say discomfort. What I would just say is I'm actually more excited about it, because I think that because it sounds like this gal is direct and task oriented, using the vernacular just provided, that'll help shape how I address her. But again, yeah, the importance for me is making sure that I'm serving her the best way possible by taking into considerations her natural proclivity for action and directness. So, and again, it's been a while since I've had a client quite so fabulous. So it's so having an opportunity to go back to my own roots, frankly, I tended to be a little more direct and a little more task oriented back in my military days. And it's been almost 6 years now, coming up on 6 years. So that has softened quite a bit. So being able to get back to that, I'm actually rather excited about it. But again, it is about service. Everything, my undergirding is about service and making sure that, again, am I providing the right atmosphere for her to gain value? And again, I understand, as I'm hearing myself saying it, I understand I'm not the one who directs how she gets value. That's entirely up to her. But I want to be able to enable it. So again, just looking for suggestions. But again, it's just something that is new. As I said, it was just yesterday. Mm. So that we had the logistics up. So just trying to prime the pump a little bit. So sorry for derailing you a little bit too.
No, it's not derailing. It's perfect and right on track. And congratulations. That sounds exciting, like for your personal experience, but professional as well. And I don't know if this is helpful, but I'm not to assume you haven't done this. I don't know what you've done in terms of intake and where you're at with that, but is there a conversation? I usually have a conversation with my future client about like, how can I best support them? What do they need to know that they're getting what they want? And to to let them know that if they're not getting what they want, that it's their responsibility to tell me, and I welcome that. And so it sounds like you know exactly what you're doing.
I love that you just said that, because it confirmed exactly. I actually, after our discussion on Monday, I actually spent all of Tuesday working on my intake questionnaire and updating it and including portions of what Monica suggested for 6.1 and putting that in there, which was, how does your background, experiences, beliefs, mm-hmm. and put that in there. So that's now in there in the intake Great. Questionnaire. And to your point, I also put in there, what are some tips you can provide to make sure that I am showing up effectively as your coach, since she has had coaching before? Mm. And then off the top of my head, yeah, there's in my invoice for payment in their states, I have a value back guarantee, which is if you're not getting the value, tell me and let's adjust it as soon as it occurs. So you get, in fact, the value that you paid for. So to your point, yeah, it's exactly everything that you just said. So it's confirming that I'm on the right track with that stuff too.
Amazing. So beautiful. It's going to be some dynamic coaching sessions. Thank you for sharing, Christine. Does anybody else want to speak to that or offer?
You said it all. It was wonderful to hear Christine go from the word but initially and replace that with Anne. And I really am hearing her words express less concern about boundaries, even that word. And this is going to be, I think, such a lovely experience, a learning experience for Christine, and just changing her expectations and how she, because of style, will approach this new client differently. So go at it, have fun.
Yes, exactly, thank you.
Excellent, great. Thank you for bringing that. And we're gonna move in a few minutes to the coaching practicum where Monica will be coaching Paulina. And before I do that, I just would love to hear from anyone else who wants to have their voice in the room, share any reflection on Monday, or where are you in terms of feeling perhaps, or something you're grateful for. Now I'm like just opening it up totally. Like, so what do I tell you, Julie? Yeah. What do you want to tell us in like a few sentences?
Well, I'm very grateful to be here and to be a client for Monica. And it's the design of this course is so useful for me. And as someone who has designed training courses, I think it's right on. And I've really appreciated everybody's input and what I have learned from everybody and will continue to learn. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know we're coming toward the end of this class, and I can, I think it was Anne who said this was her fourth time, and I can see why, that you could easily be in this community and working on this stuff for as many times as you had time to do it. So I will be back.
Lucky for us. Thank you. Anyone else? A word?
I'll second the grateful. Very, very grateful. Mm-hmm. And I agree. The design of the course is magnificent. I sent an email to Sherry to tell her that.
They've done an amazing job designing and creating this course and facilitating it. And then it's so beautiful what happens and who shows up and what unfolds. I agree as well.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
I was reflecting on how useful this is and also rare to have this kind of intimacy with seasoned coaches, with people who are already credentialed. I don't know if I've ever been in a situation like this in all the years. And so again, the magnificence of designing a program for credentialed coaches brings it straight home. It's really great. I don't want it to end. Every Monday and Wednesday.
I know. Yeah, beautifully said. Thank you. Alyssa, we haven't heard from you. It's Alyssa, right? Not Alyssa?
No, that's correct. Alyssa.
Okay.
I just, as far as a feeling for today, it's really ready. I've not attended a Wednesday. This is my first Wednesday.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Ready, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Monica, Christine, any other words you want to share, or shall we?
Grateful.
Grateful.
I am grateful too. It's a perfect word. This is my second time in deeper conversations, and it gets deeper every time. So I'm enjoying it.
It's truth right there. Thank you for sharing that and being back with us. And this was not intentionally like asking you to like plug the program, you know, but I think just what's the sentiment felt is, you know, everybody's gaining from each other. So great. Christine, you're good.
I'm good. I think okay. I took up 20 minutes of everyone's time already. So
you added value you did.
I will allow you to continue. So there's additional value.
Thank you. So we're going to get into the coaching. I'm going to ask, if you had any questions left over from Monday, maybe we'll do it. Are there any questions from Monday? I think Anne does a pretty great job at covering all the bases. So I'll invite you to, except for Monica and Paulina, to mute yourselves and turn off your videos. and Monica and Paulina. Welcome, Monica. I'd love to ask you, so I want to keep in mind, let me welcome Mira. Hi, Mira, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
Good to see you. Good. We're now at the point where we're turning off videos and there's going to be a practicum. So welcome to that. And for those who are listening, I'm going to invite you, Monica, to share. What is it that you'd like us to listen for?
Listen for me jumping out of my chair to talk.
Okay.
And listen for my listening competency.
Okay. The jumping out of your chair to talk is noticeable to you? Like, you know when it's happening?
You know, I think I can fake it to make it, but I know deep down inside when I feel like I want to go consultant rather than coach.
Okay.
I have to zip it up.
You're not alone, girl.
Oh, good, Paulina. Okay.
Agree.
It's hard.
Did you hear that? More people chiming in. You're not alone. Okay, good. And how do you know it's showing up when you're not jumping out of your chair? Like, what is the flip of that?
Oh, it's in my head. I'm talking to myself. I'm hearing what I would love to say and relieve the pain that the client may be feeling or the question. And there are times when I just feel that I can't ask the right question to elicit the client's probably right response for themselves.
Yeah, and I get that. And if you're not go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Now I'm jumping out of my chair. If you're not jumping out of your chair, what are you then doing?
Listening. Yeah, figuring out, is there anything they're saying that's going to give me an entry? Or listen, Monica, I'm saying to myself, it may not happen today, but it will happen. This client will be back. And then I, start to try to reel that in, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else you want us to listen for?
I'm open to anything else you hear.
Okay. Thank you. So just for those listening and observing, you can look for evidence, jot it down, which relates to, it sounds like, the competency number 6, active listening. And if anything else jumps out that you feel welcome to acknowledge, then go for that. And thank you, Paulina, for volunteering as client. I'm going to be turning myself off here. And just keep track of time. We'll take it to the top of the hour. And so a little, 28, 30 minutes, and then we'll take a 3-minute break and come back and debrief.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paulina?
I'm very happy to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Where are you located?
San Francisco.
Oh, so we're on the same time zone.
We are in the same time zone, yes.
That's good news. So what are we going to coach around today?
Well, I've been thinking about this for the last few days and decided that I'm going to have to present something that is not so clear, maybe. But there are puzzle pieces that I'm struggling with. And so let me say to you to begin with that I if I leave this conversation with more clarity, that's a win. If I leave this conversation with a new narrative, that's worth dancing about. Okay? So, that's where I am right now. Okay?
Okay.
So I've had a string of difficult dreams over the last couple of months. And I thought that they were about betrayal, but when I said that word, it was like, what? I don't think I've ever used that word, right? That I've been betrayed. I don't feel betrayed by anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, so let's dig a little deeper. And what I got to was loss.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the right word, because then the emotions come. So there's that. Okay, the other puzzle piece is, which I have a deep sense is related. I just don't know what the answer is to connect them in a way that is empowering. So the other puzzle piece is, I'm having a very hard time thinking big. And thinking big is what I need to do right now in my life. Right? I need to think much bigger with regard to my coaching. There are money issues. And I am not, the one thing that brings me to anxiety in a nanosecond are money issues. Okay. It's inbred, apparently. It's generational, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of struggles, lots and lots of financial struggles, in addition to emotional struggles that get passed down. So I'm trying to be compassionate with myself, but I also am someone who just needs to get on with it, right? And I find myself stuck. Sometimes I feel like I know there's something I should be doing and I can't seem to get myself motivated to do it. You know? So that's in the way. And you know, these are all related. I know they're related and I need to talk about it. That's where I am.
Okay.
And it's a lot. So as I said, if I can just get some ideas before the end of 30 minutes, that's okay.
Right? No, I get it. It is a lot.
It is.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And, there are two words that show up as puzzle pieces. And boy, can I sense a relationship between them. Financial issues and loss. Mm-hmm. How do those puzzle pieces, do they blend at all for you? Just those two.
So money and loss. Sure. That's simple. I got laid off from my teaching job of 6 years in 2021, last year. Wait a minute, this is 22. No, it was 2020. Just okay. The pandemic, it was May of 2020. And, teacher salary is not much, but it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, sure.
Yeah. And my husband, after a long illness, is now doing what he truly wants to do, which is write a graphic novel about his teen years as a Trekkie. And I've never seen him happier. And it's great. And I just so, you know, I said to him, look, it's your time to do what you need to do for yourself. And I just need to pick up the money end of it, because you supported me through my master's degree to get to be able to teach, right, etc. So there's that. And there's just this, losses has been a constant companion throughout my whole life. And I'm not sure, so it's, you know, it's loss of a teaching identity, but I have an identity as a coach, but I haven't done that for, you know, many years. And that's why I thought I need to come back to that, because that was going to be the retirement strategy anyway. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love it. But, you know, business development is not my forte. You know, like, where does one even begin? And, you know, my husband is a great marketeer, so he's helpful, right? He's helpful, but I don't have the skill that he has. Any rate, so what do I want here? That's a good question. So I said I want to be able to think big. I want to use the internal resources that I have, right? So I have more joy in my life than I have ever had in my life, ever. I am married to a man who could not be better designed for me. Like, how the heck did that happen? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, right? Yes.
Even if God herself or whatever had said, Paulina, you can design, I wouldn't have known to design him. So happy, deeply grateful, right? There's yeah. so much love and joy and deep gratitude for the love I have in my life, which extends way beyond my husband, because I have a loving family. Difficult, but loving. That's the good news. That's how I'm not sucking my thumb in a corner, because, right, there was so much love present in the midst of that chaos and violence and crap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so there's that. I'm healthy, right? I have a mind that works, not a memory that works very well, but a mind that, you know, my cognition is okay. And there's so much to be, you know, there are many things that I have. And I, you know, I am a girl who, once she decides, is like the dog after the bone. Mm-hmm. Right? I just, that's who I am. But I'm feeling so other, right? I'm feeling, and maybe it's because I'm coaching. Maybe it's because I am looking more inward. I've always been reflective, but there's something about the coaching thing that stirs up, you know? And when I deal with people who are in pain, mine comes up and I have to manage that, right? And mm-hmm. once we're done with session, I'm sitting in it and it's like, oh, this is interesting, right? I can really relate with that, and that's a good thing. And, you know, they're just deep sadnesses. It's not like something unresolved. It's just deep sadness. And I think there are also some unresolved grief that I don't know about. I'm just brainstorming here.
No, it's the healthy thing to do. Put it all out there and together, we'll figure out what we start with first. Mm-hmm. I would love for you to think more about your success as a coach. Mm-hmm. It's something you've come back to.
Yes.
As if I heard you correctly.
Yes. Yes. I spent 20 years at Hewlett Packard in leadership development, and it was training and coaching. Right. But you know, that was certainly not ontological coaching. That was transactional mm-hmm. coaching, very different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ontological coaching is the thing that makes one like, oh, okay, there's work to do here as well as with the client. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love that. I mean, I'm all about the learning. I'm a girl who loves to learn. So that's good news. Right.
So how can we move just a little bit in a direction of confidence that this coaching, you can really make this thing as big as you want it to be and not fear, because it's part of your plan.
Yes.
It's where you want it to be.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
And you're a very competent coach.
I am a good coach, and I know that I'm a good coach.
Go ahead. Take it even a step further. You're excellent coach. That's my guess. I'm with you all the way. But how are we, not but, and how do we move forward for you to that girl that never gives up, that woman that you told me about, trusting the bigness of her business? And it, you know, we all start with baby steps.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. You know, you make a good point, because my husband reminded me that we had 3 years of no productivity because of our illnesses. And then the pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about, well, if it's been 5 years of not being able to do much focus, three of them because there just wasn't any energy to do much of anything than mm-hmm. prepare a meal. You know, you probably could figure out that I can be impatient, because I just started this business last year.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, you're laughing, and I'm joining you.
Myself.
I know you are. and you have every right to. And thanks for allowing me to share in this with you.
Thank you.
Because we are used to having it our way. And you said, this is what I'm going to do. And you're shaking that little toy that, you know, I'm going to get this coaching, and you are getting it started. That's why
I'm here. Right? I'm here. And this I'm here. And this learning.
Yes.
And you know, and so grateful for all of the skill that's in the room that allows me to up my game. Great. It's a matter of finding clients. It's not, I'm not feeling incompetent around my coaching. It's a matter of building a business, which I've never done before in my life. So I guess it's okay not to know. It is okay not to know, because what is it's reality, right?
Well, yeah, There is, but you know how much of the training that's available that does include the build the business part of coaching. Getting the website, getting the cards, doing the speaking engagements, showing up in the grocery line as a coach, telling the cashier, you know, because she's looking so sad and forlorn. What's wrong? It's the same gal you see a couple times a week. Right. This is what I do. If you want to talk, I mean, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't say that I can say that I've never thought about that. Certainly, I know about a website. I have a lovely website because my husband designed it. But, you know, just because it's there doesn't mean they come.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's just the check on the box of something you need to have.
Exactly.
That's done, right? So, I think I've done a number of things. I have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Which I need to post on more often, for sure. And I'm on LinkedIn, you know, so mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, and you know, honestly, I think if I would certainly be happier and more, feel more grounded around this. I will be happier and more grounded around this when I have clients that can actually pay me, you know, what they can pay me. I have clients, but because I left corporate America in 2007 because I couldn't deal with the toxicity anymore and didn't want any more a part of it, and then went into education, my network is very different, and teachers do not have a lot of money, and they are really struggling in the community colleges right now. So I have a sliding scale for them because they, you know,
yeah,
I want to keep coaching, right? Until I can find other people who are going to pay me money, right? I need to be in practice of it, and I need to help people. And so I gave them a sliding scale, right? And it's not like we're not without money. I mean, we sold the property, you know. My husband keeps telling me, would you just relax about this? But, you know, he's never known what it meant to be without it. Right? He's always had his dad, who has enough money for a lot of us, who, you know, always has been there for him. My husband hasn't had an easy life, but he's never had to worry about money to the degree where he's going to not have food or be put out. And I haven't either. But, you know, you'd think I was going to be a bag woman. I mean, that's what the anxiety is like. You know, oh my God, we're going to lose the house. Da, 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 da. It's completely irrational. It's all emotional. It comes from all the years of the bill collectors calling when I was a child and watching my father be shamed by it and anxious around it. And, you know, I get all that. I get all that. Right. Yeah. And it still raises its head. I mean, intellectually, I know better. Come on. You know.
Yeah. Sometimes talking out loud, The truth is my husband and I are financially fine. We have prepared for retirement.
Good for you.
I am going to get this business started, mm-hmm. and it's only been a year, and I'm working on the next step as we speak.
Right.
That self-talk can be huge. I think especially for you.
Thank you, because that's right. It's a step at a time, right?
Yes.
But you know, when anxiety overtakes you, it's the elephant that you see, mm-hmm. not your hearts, right? Oh, mm-hmm. no, I'm here. This is the focus right now. And then this is the focus. Sure. It's about steps. It's just that when I am in this state, and you know, my dreams are just like, good God, why now? And my husband asked me that question, like, this is interesting, because you would think that these dreams would have come when you were in the thick of all of that. And then he stopped and said, well, maybe it's because you feel safe that you can have them now. And I thought that was a beautiful insight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that makes sense. That, and believe me, they're just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And I was like, honey, you're wearing me out, for God's sake. It's like, all right, all right. What do you want me to do with this? You know, so this is where I am, the thing I know to do, which I am not doing daily. And I keep telling myself, this is the place to be so that you can work it out, is to get back to my meditation practice.
Okay.
Right. And maybe that's just it. Maybe it's just the place to be right now and let it go. Just let it go. Right?
It's a start.
Yeah, Helene, it's a place to start.
It's a place to start. It's worked effectively for you in the past.
Yeah.
And it is a place to let it go, to clear the clutter, I think, of when I meditate.
Yeah, that's it.
And when you come back in, maybe it's that one puzzle piece that you want to focus on. Mm-hmm. It, you know, you started with a puzzle, not an elephant.
Yes, no, right.
And I think that's your reality. And what's the one piece that maybe we want to lean into?
Well, I think that if I could think big, everything would shift, right? Yeah. Everything, I know that because I've thought big many times and just manifested, right? So yeah, if I think big, things will shift. But it feels like there's so much noise in the system that it's hard to think big, which is why I got to the meditation in my head. It's like, okay, well, mm-hmm. why the noise in the system? Because mm-hmm. just beyond that, right? If I need to be the dog after the bone, then that's what I need to be. That's got to be the focus right now. And accept that that's just what it is, you know?
And drown the white noise with your own voice. The voice of your truths. Your meditation brings you to silence and peace, and the white noise starts to dissipate.
You know, thank you for saying that, because what I get confronted with is, Paulina, you tell this to your clients all the time. Isn't that interesting? Like, right?
Well, we all do.
What narrative do you want? And what would that sound like? And what would it be like if you kept that alive every day? What would that mean to you? Right?
Yeah. And that's what you want to use to drown all that stuff out.
Yeah. So it's the narrative I need to work on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know that because I said to you, if I could do the narrative, I'd be dancing and, right? But it's great to know where to start.
Back to meditation, which is autopilot for you. You just have to schedule it in and do it.
Right. True? Exactly. Exactly right. Exactly.
Give me one statement that you know you're going to have in your narrative. There's going to be this. When you create that narrative that starts to open your thoughts up, mm-hmm. And you just see, I see you in that basket with the big balloon. Don't leave us. Stay on Earth with us, Paulina. Please. I knew you would go up, but don't leave. What's one of those statements?
Demand. I want to be known as an excellent coach who is in demand, because I am.
Yes. How about, I am an excellent coach. I am heading to being in demand.
That's good. I am
you
an,
are
excellent
an excellent coach,
coach. And I am heading into be to be in demand.
Man, yes.
All right, I'm writing that. All right.
And when I see you floating up, don't forget me.
Oh, honey, I gotta be grounded. I can't be floating anywhere.
Oh, you listen, you'll be taking off like a star. So could you work on that?
Wait a minute. I'm an excellent coach and
I'm headed to be.
I'm headed to be in demand.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Great. Okay. I'll look in the mirror every day and say that.
Oh, how did you know that's the way I do it? I look in the mirror and
I suggest to my clients, you know, I need to take my own suggestions.
See, that's the stuff that's so darn hard to do. It is. No. And I even go a step further, Paulina. I'll videotape. And when I look at one and I say, oh, who are you fooling? Yeah, you can't even fool yourself. That's not real.
Yeah, well, I know it in my body.
Okay. Okay.
I absolutely know it in my body when it's congruent, right? When it's that click, it's like, it feels like, yeah, I'm deeply rooted now.
Well, if there's another statement that comes up, you know, besides the one we've worked on, go for it.
Oh yeah, I will. But I need to, you know, take the baby steps. I have to remind myself.
Yeah. Oh, baby steps. Absolutely.
Baby steps, baby. Yeah. Baby steps. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else we should talk about?
No, I appreciate the conversation.
You know? Oh, I loved it. You don't know how you have motivated me. And thank you, seriously, for being a wonderful mirror.
Well, listen, I'm delighted. And, you know, let's stay connected.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
In the same pod.
Yeah, believe me. That's why it was so much fun to coach you. Okay. We will talk soon.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was delightful.
Thanks.
Wow. Thank you both. Beautiful coaching, Monica. And thank you, Paulina. So much joy and vulnerability and partnering. And yeah, just a privilege to be able to be in the space and observing. And thank you for sharing. Let's take some breaths and come back at 2 minutes after the hour, 3 minutes after the hour.
Great.
See you there. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Julie, what is Anne's last name, your partner?
Kelly.
Kelly, thanks. And is it with an E at the end?
Or no, K-E-L-L-Y.
I meant, I'm sorry, Anne.
Oh, Anne. I thought you meant E-Y. No, it's not.
Okay, great.
Actually, thanks. Wait a second. It is.
It is?
I'm looking at it now. It is, yeah.
Thanks.
Welcome back. So, Monica, what was that like for you? What did you notice about your coaching as you've maybe taken a moment to reflect or feel into it?
It felt, I don't know, too comfortable. You know, I don't know. What did I notice? I honestly did connect to Paulina and her story. And, you know, we're probably somewhat in maybe close in generation. And, you know, I'm old.
Me too.
Dur. Not that you're old, Paulina.
Older. We're older. We're less young.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Less young than perhaps some others. But I really wanted to help Paulina. That's what I noticed. And it was hard for me to try to make that 30 minutes something that she said she wanted to get out of it happen. And I wanted to push, but I didn't want to push too hard. And then I said, you know, this lady's got her act together. I'm not going to let her get away with this. And that's how I felt at the end. You know, she told me she was the dog with the bone. Okay. And I am too. So, you know what, when you cannot put that bone down till you get that last essence of marrow, then that's the way I coached Paulina. So she could get what she wanted. And she made it lovely because she came up with all of the answers that were right for her. And I could only agree. I was feeling like I was just giving her space to talk. Mm. And she tucked it right out. And the minute I heard it, yep, you're going to do your meditation again. Yep, you're going to, you know, and she was ready and there. So it felt so rewarding in the end to feel like, if I had needed her in a similar moment, I could almost instantly say, hey, can I get on your calendar one day this week? We need to talk. Please help me.
So that was an invitation to any of you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was great.
How did you feel about the jumping out of your seat that you wanted us to listen for or not?
Oh, I jumped a few times. I don't know if you could see it, but I knew it. And it was, you know, I was excited. I'm a high energy person anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I wake up, everyone's having coffee. I'm having chamomile tea. And so I tried not to, but if I didn't edge a little, I don't know that I could be as supportive as a coach as I wanted to be. Mm. So I kept my seatbelt on, but yeah, I was ready to take off in that balloon, that hot air balloon. I was in it.
And what about the coaching and consultant, those two hats that you brought up?
Oh, I used them. I just hope, you know, what I'm trying to do is, if I use them appropriately. You know, in such a way that, you know, my worry was, I hope I didn't get ahead of Ann, of Paulina. That's what I was hoping, that I didn't get ahead of Paulina and put too much on her. And I was balancing that with my strong intuition and evidence that she's a strong woman. You know, she's endured. She knows how to make it happen when it needs to happen.
Nice. Well, we're going to hear some acknowledgement for your listening and anything else that people noticed and want to reflect back. So fasten your seatbelt. And I want to thank you. And Paulina, do you want to share what that was like for you?
Any feedback? Painful. And, you know, useful. I found it very useful. You know, it's clear that Monica and I have similarities, right? She has chamomile tea because nobody wants her on caffeine, right? Which is why I do decaf, because nobody wants me on caffeine either. So, you know, it was easy. It was easy to be with her. It was useful to hear what she had to say. You know, just coming away with a start of creating the vision, the big vision, the big, right, for myself. That sentence says, I'm an excellent coach and I'm headed to be in demand, is really useful for me. Right. I mean, that was the gem that I walked away with, and I'm really grateful. So whatever hat you were putting on, Monica, it worked for me. So thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Who wants to share their reflections, their acknowledgement for Monica? The floor is yours.
I'll go first, if you don't mind, Julie.
Please.
What I loved that both of you ladies used metaphors quite often and dramatically to explain how you're feeling and seeing and hearing things. And Paulina, yours are particularly strong. So the recording will be fun for you to listen to hear those that you used. And for Monica, it was interesting to hear you reflect back those same metaphors and offer additional ones for her to maybe have a different perspective. And I thought that was particularly useful in that conversation. So the use of metaphors for both of you, I think, was particularly strong and amazing.
Thank you, Christine.
There was a moment that I wanted to acknowledge, and I didn't get the exact question, but it was sort of in the middle, and you were talking about the bigness of her. It was something like, you know, how do you something about the bigness? And you followed it up with almost not cheerleading, but some motivational and motivating phrasing and words. And it was around, you know, that she's here in class, you know, she's educating herself. And that was a really, for me, Monica, I really liked your moment there, your timing of it, the way you approached it with the question followed by that, the motivating speech. And it was also a turning point. So some goodness happened for Paulina after that. So I just wanted to acknowledge that piece.
Thank you, Alyssa.
This is Diana. I want to acknowledge you, Monica, for I was hanging out with listens actively and looking at that. And the first one, second one, and third one, you were on it, considers the client's context. I thought you mapped to her in what she wanted to do. She gave you the feedback that you were tracking with her. So I saw that. I loved the intuition that you had around money and loss. Where do those glue together? You kind of opened up the Pandora's box on that one. And that was 6-2 reflects or summarizes what the client has communicated to ensure your own clarity and understanding. So that was, those two were very visible.
Beautiful. Thank you. Great observations. And thank you for the evidence that you brought. I thought I was on mute. Sorry, I had some papers ruffling. I was just referring to my competencies and markers over here. Any other shares? Mara, did you want to share?
I did, yes. I just wanted to point to a specific nuance where at least my perception was that Monica was looking for a way to not be directive, and she pivoted to acknowledging Paulina, that Paulina was aware of the training and business development support programs. And I just thought that was actually, I like took note for myself how brilliant that was. And I don't know if you literally, that was a self-management technique, Monica. Plus then you're like, oh, wait, I can just acknowledge that in her. But I was like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. So.
It was.
Can you repeat that moment? Mara, that you're commenting on?
Yeah.
Like what she said.
So it was, again, there was a moment toward the end of the coaching, I would say in the last 10 minutes, where Monica said to Paulina, and you know, you're aware of the training, the business development options, training options available. And Paulina, you know, kind of nodded. And so to me, she was, she moved from, she moved into acknowledging, and it, instead of then going down that line that, like, again, that I'm super guilty of like essentially directive questioning. Right. And I thought it was such a good example,
right,
of how to do that, because obviously if Paulina would have wanted to follow that energy, she would have followed the energy and then Monica could have coached her around it, but mm-hmm. she didn't really like hook onto it. Like she wasn't like, yeah, let's talk about that. So does that make sense?
And I saw Monica nodding and agreeing and that you caught onto it and observed it. So yeah, beautiful. Thank you. So I love how Paulina said it just felt easy, you know, and that's what I experienced too, observing, listening, just this, it, you know, you were just this instant partner, you know, and we knew already Paulina was looking forward to it. She shared that, felt it from you, Monica. And so there's like this container that where you two were in. And everything that existed in it was felt like there was room for vulnerability and exposure and risk, but also it was just a real safe container and you were right there. Like you even said in the beginning, you know, or no, you said, I don't know if this was in the beginning, but you said, I'm with you all the way, you know? And like, that's so beautiful because it's, you talk about how you have a lot of energy and this is you just being yourself, Monica. And also this is how you partner. I'm with you all the way till the very end, you know, and Paulina, like your client, believed it, right? And it was, it's true, because it's who you are. It's what we feel. It's what I feel watching you and listening to you, and how much you want it for your client, but, and also how much you believe in the person in front of you. And so just beautiful, you know, trust and safety, competency number four, and also presence. And I just felt like your partnering is so strong. You know, if you're on someone's team, then they're going all the way and you're going with them, you know? So just testament to who you are, really. So that was beautiful. And that's where I believe the ease came in. It just, there was this wide open space. She was able to sort of free associate, share, and then you helped her narrow down. So which one is it going to be? And you brought that up a couple of times. So which one is it? It was the puzzle and the elephant, and which one? And, you know, I heard you wanting to help her, you know, where is it going to be? And what are we going to focus on? And just the way you know, we're using video here, but just your gaze, your listening, you know, your eyes, your nodding. And like, you really get her, you know, I felt like she was gotten, you know, just that's beautiful to feel like in listening. It's like, do we feel heard? You know, can we hear ourselves, you know, and what are you hearing? You know, there's just so many layers of listening. I love how Diana pointed out, you know, that you brought in the financial piece and the loss and like, what's the relationship, and just pulling back the puzzle part. And then you kept bringing it in. And again, yeah, I just thought just beautiful, beautiful space holding. And I'm just looking at my notes here because there's many. You even share, you know, thank you for allowing me to share in this with you, you know. Beautiful.
It's helpful.
Yeah. So using her words, the puzzle, the elephant, financial, like you picked on all these important words. And it also was like sort of this puzzle that then became the pieces created this puzzle by the end, which is what Paulina was asking for, clarity and a new narrative. And you touched upon it at the end, you brought it home, you know, what's the new narrative, and what is that piece? What is that line that you want to walk away with? And I didn't feel like you told me jumping out of your chair, you know, for me, I felt like you're very calm in your chair. And very composed and very like in control. I felt that you just have a beautiful way of listening and championing your client, you know. I could see where there are moments where you felt you were wearing both hats, and I think you're aware of those moments, mm-hmm. you know. And in this case, Paulina is saying they both served her. And you know, is there a conversation you want to have around that right now? I mean, we can, but I think that all in all, you know, it was a beautiful session, and it was an honor and a privilege to see just the dynamic of this partnership and how meaningful it is when you do have that partner and it does fit, how beautiful things emerge.
Just jump in here, because I couldn't agree more with Julie, Monica, about that sense of holding the space and absolutely being with me every single second of the 30 minutes, right? I knew you were there. I knew you wanted what I wanted for myself, right? It was so delightful and easy, and I felt safe and appreciated, and so many, many things, right? To the point where I had a thought just come into my mind as I was listening to Julie, and that thought was, a sister from another mother.
You better believe it. I ain't going nowhere.
I do believe it. and I'm staying too.
Good.
You even remarked as you're laughing, because you said, okay, you're laughing now, Paulina, I'm going to join in with you, you know, like just a listening and also like a partnering and a lot of we, like we're in this together, you know? So.
Can I just say one thing I did regret though? When she was saying how sad she was, I wanted a little bit to go down that path with her from an inquiry perspective. Not that I was going to cry with her, at least not here, but it was a tough decision to say, you know what, it was, because I kind of said it was in the past. She told me about dad and, you know, the family. And I thought, okay, I'm not a therapist. And I think that based on what I'm observing, she's spent enough days, nights, maybe feeling whatever she felt about it in her past. Let's move forward. Was I thinking about that the right way, Paulina, and anybody, Julie, that has a thought on it?
I can say I don't think we would have gotten to the statement that I needed. Right?
You're right.
Because this is, you know, this is old stuff. I've been through tons of therapy. I know what it is, what it is. You know, it just is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. That was where my head was. And absent, that's one of the questions I also put on my intake form. Have you experienced coaching or therapy before? Mm-hmm. And it gives you some insight.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't have an intake form, so.
Yeah, and Monica, it's funny you mentioned that. I was wondering if that would be a moment to say, oh, you mentioned sadness. Is that some place that you'd like to go right now? Or are we going to focus on the statement? I almost had that thought of, you know, of posing that question to see how it would land with Paulina too.
I had the same thought, but I just intuitively and gut said, let's, you know, I pictured the bone and her running with the bone. And I know when I've got a bone, I don't look back. I know my past, but it's no need of turning back to look at it. I need to focus forward.
Yeah. Great. And Alyssa, that's a great also alternative route or question. And Monica, I'm glad you trusted yourself. And if we're ever unsure, we just bring it, put it back to the client, you know, like what you were saying, Alyssa, perfect example of that. And also, wait, I had a thought around that. I forget. Oh yeah. She also, Paulina, did you like, does any coach a great service by saying, this is what I want. You know, I would like some clarity, but even better, I would like to leave the conversation with clarity, which would be a win, but a new narrative, I will be dancing. And so she just did, you know, she gave you the piece of the puzzle. This is with the glue, right? Or whatever you hold a puzzle with, you don't need glue. But so that must have been informing the questions, right? This is, so where am I going with the client? This is what they want. Are we on track? Are we there? She wants it to be clear, new narrative, you know, are we moving there?
Yep.
And I think also it's because we are coaching coaches, right? That, that the question is already in my head, like, okay, where do I want to go? I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's, so there is that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Any other comments or reflections on this session?
No, just again, thank you so much, Monica, and thank you for the rest of you listening and being with us. It really does make a big difference. And yay.
Thank you, Paulina.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you and your wonderful, helpful comments that will impact my development. And I want to just say my closing word before anyone gets it out there. Grateful. I am so
grateful. Yeah.
Thank you, Monica. We're grateful for you. I'm grateful for you. And thank you for your coaching. And Paulina, thank you for sharing and just the authenticity and beauty of the partnership and the wisdom right here. So yeah, what are your parting, what are you taking with you into your next coaching session or conversation from today?
Well, I know what I have to do, and that's really big. I'm really grateful about that.
Great. Thank you, Paulina.
I think one might be, for me, kind of unique, unexpected, if you will. I trust my gut. I could trust it more.
Mm.
And so a few of the areas that Monica demonstrated, you know, heightened that for me.
Nice. So glad that you will trust your gut more. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is Diana. I'm taking away how amazing it is to actually coach coaches. That do come with the narrative kind of all ready to go. It gives us the ability to skip over 101 and just get on with it.
So
that's what I'm enjoying very much about this course and today.
Thank you, Diana. Mm-hmm. I love your pink. I wanted to say when we first came on with your matching headband, it brings a lot of cheer. It's very gray here today in Montreal. So.
It is
Thank you.
So I'm trying to guess.
Success. Who else? What are you taking with you?
Third party. It's really great learning to be the third party witness to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you. It's true. Christine, do you want the last word?
Ooh, I get the last word. I'll take it. So my word for today is self-regulating. Monica was particularly good about knowing where she was and what she was wanting to achieve as the coach for Paulina. And for Paulina, the same thing. She's very self-aware. And so the self-regulating of both to be able to really have a successful session was paramount today. And I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Nice, really nice reflection. Well, thank you, everyone. You'll be joined by, is it Anne on Monday? One of us. I'm just checking. It's me, creating awareness, number 7. Looking forward to it. So have a great rest of the week. Thank you for being so amazing as people and as coaches. And just know that you touch many people. So have a great one and see you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.